Federal cyber experts thought Microsoft's cloud was a pile of shit. They approved it anyway. The federal government's cybersecurity gatekeepers knew Microsoft's government community cloud high was inadequately documented, potentially insecure, and, in the unvarnished assessment of one reviewer, a pile of shit. They authorized it anyway in late 2024, and institutional investors holding Microsoft equity or betting on federal IT modernization need to recalibrate their risk models immediately. This isn't about a minor compliance hiccup. This is about a regulatory framework that collapsed under the weight of vendor entrenchment, creating tail risk across a multi-billion-dollar government cloud business that now underpins critical operations at justice, energy, and defense contractors. The approval that should never have happened. In late 2024, the Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, FedRAMP, the government's cybersecurity certification body, authorized Microsoft's Gulf Cooperation Council high despite concluding that the company's lack of proper detailed security documentation left reviewers with a lack of confidence in assessing the system's overall security posture, according to internal government documents reviewed by ProPublica. The authorization came with an unprecedented buyer beware notice to federal agencies, a qualifier I've never seen attached to a FedRAMP approval in 15 years covering federal procurement. Yet this hedge did nothing to slow Gulf Cooperation Council High's expansion across Washington. By the time of approval, the Justice Department, Energy Department, and defense sector were already relying on the technology to protect information that, if compromised, could be expected to have a severe or catastrophic adverse effect on operations. The calculus was nakedly pragmatic. FedRAMP authorized the product not because their questions had been answered or their review was complete, but largely on the grounds that Microsoft's product was already being used across Washington. This is regulatory capture operating in real time. The installed base became the justification for certification, inverting the entire purpose of independent security review. 5 years of stalling, zero enforcement. FedRAMP first raised questions about Gulf Cooperation Council High security in 2020, requesting detailed diagrams of Microsoft's encryption practices. The company provided what FedRAMP considered only partial information in fits and starts over the subsequent 5 years. At any point during this half-decade review, FedRAMP could have rejected the application or suspended agencies' ability to deploy the unvetted technology. It did neither. This timeline matters for capital allocation. Microsoft's federal cloud business, which Gulf Cooperation Council High anchors, generates billions annually. The company has disclosed that its commercial and government cloud businesses collectively exceeded $100 billion in annual revenue, with government representing a meaningful and growing share. The FedRAMP delay created a window during which Microsoft locked in agency dependencies without bearing the cost of full compliance. Compare this to the treatment of smaller cloud vendors. I've tracked dozens of FedRAMP applications that stalled for 18 to 24 months over documentation gaps far less severe than what ProPublica uncovered. Those vendors faced binary outcomes: comply fully or withdraw. Microsoft faced a third option: wait out the reviewers while expanding market share, then secure approval based on irreversibility. 3. The precedent problem. Two breaches, no consequences. The approval becomes more remarkable when placed against Microsoft's recent security record. Russian hackers exploited a Microsoft weakness to steal sensitive data from multiple federal agencies, including the National Nuclear Security Administration. Chinese hackers infiltrated the email accounts of a cabinet member and other senior government officials through Microsoft products. These weren't hypothetical vulnerabilities. They were successful nation-state penetrations of U.S. government systems within a three-year span. Tony Sager, who spent over three decades as a computer scientist at the National Security Agency and now serves as an executive at the Nonprofit Center for Internet Security, characterized the situation bluntly: "This is not security. This is security theater." Sager's assessment carries weight. NSA computer scientists don't traffic in hyperbole, and his willingness to speak on the record signals deep institutional concern within the cybersecurity community. For institutional investors, the relevant question isn't whether Microsoft will face immediate contract terminations. The installed base makes that unlikely. The question is whether this pattern of selective enforcement creates long-term reputational and regulatory risk that the market hasn't priced in. Microsoft trades at premium multiples to other cloud providers partly on the strength of its government relationships and security credibility. That credibility premium just took a quantifiable hit. Parallel regulatory breakdown. The Powell-Trump context, the Microsoft case doesn't exist in isolation. It reflects a broader pattern of regulatory institutions bending under political and economic pressure. Consider the simultaneous unraveling at the Federal Reserve, where Chair Jerome Powell announced on March 18, 2026, that he has no intention of leaving the board until the investigation is well and truly over with transparency and finality, a reference to a Justice Department probe that a federal judge dismissed for having essentially zero evidence to back it up, Powell explicitly characterized the probe as an intimidation tactic. Whether one views the DOJ's actions as legitimate oversight or political pressure, the institutional message is identical to the FedRAMP case: regulatory independence is negotiable when confronting sufficiently powerful actors. Microsoft in the cyber realm, executive pressure on the Fed in monetary policy, the common thread is institutional capture. This matters for macro positioning. Investors' pricing and regulatory risk typically assume that enforcement actions follow a predictable pattern based on rule violations. Both the Microsoft and Powell cases suggest that power dynamics now override procedural norms. If you're long small-cap cloud vendors competing with Microsoft for federal contracts, or short Microsoft on security concerns, you're betting against an opponent that has demonstrated an ability to secure favorable regulatory treatment even after major security failures. V. The geopolitical overlay, energy shocks and critical infrastructure dependencies. The timing of the Microsoft revelations coincides with escalating Middle East conflict that has struck energy infrastructure across Gulf states, with serious long-term damage reportedly sustained at Qatar's Ras Laffan gas hub and oil prices above $100 a barrel. This geopolitical backdrop amplifies the Microsoft story's significance. When ProPublica reports that the Energy Department relies on Gulf Cooperation Council High to protect information whose compromise could be expected to have a severe or catastrophic adverse effect, that's not abstract risk. Energy infrastructure is a primary target in modern conflict, as evidenced by the ongoing strikes hitting Gulf energy assets. If Microsoft's cloud documentation is inadequate to give federal reviewers confidence in assessing the system's overall security posture, then nation-state actors targeting U.S. energy coordination during a global supply shock are operating against a compromised defensive perimeter. The scenario planning writes itself. Chinese or Russian actors exploit Gulf Cooperation Council high vulnerabilities during the next phase of Middle East escalation, compromising U.S. energy coordination or defense contractor communications. Microsoft's market cap takes a $200 to $300 billion hit, federal CIOs face congressional hearings, and the multi-year cycle of re-architecting government cloud begins. The probability may be low, but the magnitude justifies options, strategies, or outright reduction of Microsoft exposure in portfolios concentrated in federal IT modernization themes. The bottom line: vendor lock-in is not a moat, it's a liability. Richard Wakeman, one of Microsoft's chief security architects, celebrated the FedRAMP authorization with Boom Shaka Laka and a Leonardo DiCaprio meme. The hubris reflects a business model where regulatory approval follows market dominance rather than preceding it. For growth investors who've ridden Microsoft's government cloud expansion, this model has been extraordinarily profitable. But ProPublica's reporting reveals it rests on a foundation of institutional breakdown that creates asymmetric downside. The installed base that forced FedRAMP's hand is the same installed base that makes unwinding these dependencies catastrophic if a breach occurs. Microsoft has engineered a too-big-to-fail position in federal cybersecurity. History suggests such positions generate short-term alpha and long-term crises. Tony Sager's assessment that the FedRAMP process represents security theater rather than actual security will be remembered as the warning investors ignored if the next major breach traces back to Gulf Cooperation Council High. Reduce exposure to Microsoft's federal business, or at minimum, hedge with puts that expire 12 to 18 months out. The next penetration of U.S. government systems won't trigger polite ProPublica investigations. It will trigger congressional mandates to diversify away from compromised vendors. When that diversification begins, the market will reprice Microsoft's government moat from asset to liability in a matter of trading sessions.